Can a patriot be impatient? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Today with a series of George Bush cuts to play for you in case you missed them. The president today announced that he is extending tours of duty in Afghanistan now so he can maintain a sufficient number of troops there to stop the Taliban, who we already beat once but who we must beat again.
There's one thing we all ought to be able to agree on, and that is we got to fight the terrorists overseas so we don't have to face them here at home again.
Right, and our tactic in Afghanistan is to help the people there set up a democracy.
A stable, moderate, democratic state that respects the rights of its citizens, governs its territory effectively, and is a reliable ally in this war against extremists and terrorists.
And that's similar to what we're doing in Iraq, as the president explained yesterday.
Iraq will be a society in which there is relative peace. I say relative peace because if it's like zero car bombings, it never will happen that way.
No, we can't promise zero car bombings. I mean, every new democracy has to expect a reasonable number of car bombings. It's just that, well, I get the feeling from my emails that people are a little frustrated. Good patriotic people who want to be supportive, who want to be patriotic, but who are still losing patience. And they wonder, is there a way to be impatient and still be a patriot? Well, let's see. How about this cut from January 2003?
As I said, this looks like a rerun of a bad movie, and I'm not interested in watching it.
Does that do it for you? Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Michael.